This is a V-Man with Free Radio Santa Cruz. I'm on the line with our reporter on the ground in Genoa, Italy, Roberto, who I'm happy to report is safe and outside of Genoa. He has made it outside of the city, and he is calling us from an undisclosed location in Europe. Hello, Roberto.
Yes, hi, V-Man.
Tell us about the events of Saturday, July 21st in Genoa, on the heels of the death of Carlo Giuliani. How was the protest? Were the numbers, did they reach the expected levels?
It's difficult to confirm. I saw both the march and the major confrontation that was most likely covered by mainstream media because it was right at a juncture of a turn of the march. And so it was difficult to count people because there were the march was interrupted by police activity. Reports that I've seen around here have been anywhere from 100 to 150,000, which is in the range of what was expected. But it was a bit chaotic. There was the march was to be close to about 5 miles long or so, something like that. And right at around, I'd say the 3 mile point or something like that, coming into a major part of the city near the red zone was where most of the confrontation took place. And it was about a two-hour confrontation between police and an active group of maybe 30 demonstrators out front, and behind them was a group of maybe 700 to 1,000. And then the march was sort of difficult to explain by radio, but the march was peeling around, heading north, and the action between the demonstrators and so on was to the direct west of them. It's a port city, Genoa, so we were right on the Mediterranean as things were taking place. There were the confrontation with the police. There were about 200 police in front. Maybe my guess is roughly 50 police van vehicles, a couple of tanks behind them, and then to the south was the Mediterranean, where the Coast Guard was out there. The police were pretty much in control the whole time. I mean, when they wanted to move, they moved. The standoff took a couple of hours, and the police really began to move when some petrol bombs ignited some nearby buildings. And then they started moving on the demonstrators. But they were firing tear gas the whole time. Demonstrators were throwing them back. There seemed to be one demonstrator somewhere in the crowd that had a launcher of some sort and was firing petrol bombs. And at one point fired one actually quite far, and it hit a sports stadium that was back near the end of the police line and hit it on top, and it started ablaze and went ablaze for a while, but then went out on its own. Had that ignited, that would have been an incredible scene. This is a sports stadium. But that was the only shot that was fired for a long distance. All the other ones were rather shorter distances of maybe 100 feet to 500-600 feet, no more than that.
Now, we got reports that there was heavy infiltration of the Black Bloc. In your experience, from what you witnessed, do you think that's true? Can you report on any kind of police provocations on activists?
Yeah, it's so difficult to tell this. You know, the Black Bloc thing is a really amorphous definition. I mean, people wear black. There's lots of black around. They're not necessarily the Black Bloc. People don't have signs on them, "I am the Black Bloc," anything like this. Certainly those things were going on. You would see plainclothes folks with riot gear on, and then policemen with riot gear and so on. Near the Convergence Center and then also the Independent Media Center and where the Genoa Social Forum were, which were the same building, there were, you know, probably 1,000 people milling in and out. So there's no question that there was likely infiltration going on around there. There wasn't high security. There was some security. but it was pretty easy to breach. So it's a likely event that that occurred, yes.
Last night we got reports coming in at about 6 p.m. West Coast time of a raid that had taken place hours before on the Independent Media Center and the school where the Genoa Social Forum convergence space was located out of. You spent some time there just days ago, but managed to leave the city prior to that event. Talk a bit about what was going on with you prior to the raid and your feelings on some of your newfound comrades and friends that you've made there. Just talk about your feelings on the police raid.
Yeah, well, actually, I didn't leave the city before the raid. I had made previous plans since I knew nothing about Genoa or actually where the Indymedia Center was or whatever. I had made previous plans just before the 18th when I arrived in Genoa to stay at a pension, a very cheap hotel near the station. The night before, not last night, but the night before, I stayed in the place where most of the people were beaten in the school across the street. I stayed there that night because we were getting reports that it was not safe to be out on the streets at night, that there were reports of police making arrests of particularly people that were individuals, and not knowing anyone in Genoa, I was by myself, and so I decided to stay in that gym thinking that I was safer there. Last night, as I checked out the situation on the streets, it seemed to be, although littered with debris and so on, somewhat quieter, and I was exhausted, and so I decided to go to my pension to get a better night's sleep. I didn't sleep very well in the gym there. I didn't have a sleeping bag or anything with me and so on. And so it's just luck that, I wasn't there last night. That's all it. And I was I spent some time on the at the IMC Center, quite a bit of time actually, and I can tell you that there was no black block anything going on. There was Indymedia folks that were reporting what was going on. We were getting calls in, we were trying to confirm them. It was a makeshift newsroom trying to get out reports of what was going on in the city, and I fear that some folks from all parts of Europe that I had met there are some of those that are injured. I just found out about this stuff myself by checking Indymedia because I had left the city this morning, so I didn't know much about it.
And we were talking a bit earlier off the air here about just the situation at the Global Social Forum and the Independent Media Center. And the likelihood that this raid was would happen. Talk about some of your experiences at the Independent Media Center while the battles were running in the streets. What was the situation like there on the ground? I know it was pretty hectic, but can you give our listeners any idea of what that experience was like being at the hub of the information gathering spot?
Yeah, there were there were lots of folks at the Independent Media Center. The situation that was set up was were in a residential area, sort of on a hill that was not very far from the confrontation yesterday. The Genoa Social Forum, which is the organization that organized the demonstrations and so on, shared a building with the IMC Media, shared a school, as a matter of fact, as an elementary school. And there were five floors to this elementary school. The bottom floor was the Genoa Social Forum. It also had computers and access for mainstream media to make reports. And so, it was open to all media to come down on that floor. Then a couple floors up with various organizations involved with the Genoa Social Forum. On the fourth floor was the IMC media. It was open to independent media. It was a no mainstream media area, although it wasn't patrolled by heavy security guards or anything like that. And on the fourth floor were again various other organizations. So there were people milling about all the time that weren't even related to media that came by. that were with the general social forum, other people that were just looking to check things out. There was some security, but it was very, very light. And then in the building across the street was a school that had computers for people to let everybody know that they were okay at home, access for people in general, and then a gym floor where people could sleep at night. And that's where I was at the night before, and that's where I guess the beatings took place this morning. There were a couple instances while I was at the Independent Media Center during the 2 days of demonstrations in which things got pretty hot, and we had to close up the windows and fill up water bottles in preparation for, you know, tear gas and so on, and had some reports of police getting very close. It was tense at several times. We had to have a meeting one night about security and what do we do and how do we do anything, realizing that in the you know, bottom line is there wasn't much we could do if an incident like what occurred yesterday occurred. So yeah, it was tense, and everybody sort of knew that this was a risk that went with trying to get out you know, news from the Indymedia point of view and so on.
This protest that you took place in this weekend, these demonstrations against the G8 summit, are just one in a growing number of manifestations of rage and people's anger and opposition to globalization policies that are being enforced around the world. People consider that to be the real violence. This is a growing movement, and this weekend we saw more than 100,000 people come together. From your experiences, do you think that this protest was a success with all the injuries and arrests and the death of young Carlo Giuliani? What are your thoughts on that?
That's a great question, V-Man. My head's been spinning all day long because of, you know, very intense scenes that I've seen the last few days, and I really don't know where I stand at this point. I think you know, I met so many people from so many places that are committed to social and economic justice and so on that I have to, you know, overall consider it a success. You know, when so many people get beaten and injured and a young man dies and so on and things like that, those are very serious things, and you always have to question what's going on. But you know, I don't know. It's a hard question. I'd have to say yes. Maybe in a couple of days, when I have time to sort out my thoughts from what's gone on, I could answer the question more clearly. But in general, I'd have to say yes to that.
Okay. I'm running out of fuel at the moment. Is there anything you want to add that you feel we haven't talked about right now? What are your plans for the remainder of the summer? Are you going to be in Europe at any of the other gatherings that are coming up?
Well, I haven't decided with that yet. I definitely need a break for a couple of days. So I don't know. I'll keep Freak Radio Santa Cruz informed of anything that I come across here of interest, but I'm not sure at this point, do you know?
Well, Roberto, I want to thank you for being our voice in Genoa over the past few days and getting us the story here in Santa Cruz and at other outlets that are picking these stories up off the web at radioforall.net or indymedia.org. Anything you want to add to our listeners?
I would ask that they, you know, stay informed and check out all alternative news sources as well. Indie media, in particular, has been a good source of information, and even mainstream media now recognizes that. If you'll check some of the news wires, they're quoting indie media as well. So stay informed and keep up the struggle. That's all I can say.
Roberto, thank you for being there and being our voice.
Okay, and thanks to all the folks in Santa Cruz. Cruz and other places that are hearing this message for staying informed.